This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome to another episode of Your Q. It's a sunny Thursday out there, but it's a deceiving sunny because it was cold still.
Remember, it's fake spring. I told you, fake spring.
I know. Well, welcome again, like I said, to Your Q, where we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating Douglas County. Welcome, welcome. And I'm excited today because we have all kinds of opportunities for people to get out there and get involved this weekend and do fun things, maybe win some prizes, some auction action. We have Marty Cox here from Brook Communications with us today, and she is all the elbow grease behind the radio auction that you do here. So welcome, Marty, to today's show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So tell us, for the people out there who may not know what the radio auction action is, because we know Alan knows.
I know the auction. It's circled on the calendar a year in advance. You know it's bad when you call in and you have to leave your phone number, and it's like, oh, is it you, Alan? And they know my phone number, so.
Yes.
Yeah, we all know Alan. He's one of our biggest customers that day, which is great. But so radio auction, it is a for-profit auction that Brook Communication puts on once a year. How it works is our clients give us product at retail value. They get advertising for that retail value. We in turn turn around and sell it to our listeners for a discounted price so that they can go in and visit these clients of ours and get really good deals. We have all kinds of auction items this year. It's huge.
It's a wonderful way to get people who may not be able to necessarily afford or have tried marketing out, you know, via either radio or print or whatever, to give that a try in a reasonable fashion for them. And so it's kind of a very great way to help people.
Yeah, and it gets, so first quarter is always slow for everyone. It's just a hard time for every business because it's the first of the year. Maybe not tax preparers, I guess you'd say, but pretty much everybody else.
Yeah, the rest of us are having a Christmas hangover. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so it gives those people, you know, usually in February, people are starting to get their taxes back, or they may not have as much money to spend because they just filed their taxes. So this gives everybody a little bit of chance for the businesses to gain some new people in their doors that may not have ever been there before. And it gives our clients or our listeners a chance to go visit businesses that they may not ever have the opportunity to do that because it's, you know, costing them a little more.
You know, and that's a great point, because what I really find is really fun is, you know, you get donations ready for some restaurants that you've never been to, and, you know, maybe you're not sure if you want to try that. And, you know, to get an auction item that kind of induces you to go there and try. I've never been disappointed. So, you know, but some things, you know, maybe I'm not really into Indian. Well, I found out that I am into Indian and Thai food. So it's really a fun day.
Well, and it's supporting, you know, local businesses and people in our community. And so it's kind of this full circle, pay it forward. And
yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work on my end.
Oh, yes.
It's months in advance our sales staff starts working on this and they start turning stuff in. And then the 2 weeks prior, well, you guys saw me last week, I was a crazy mess, you know, and this week it's just been hectic. So a lot of work goes into it just so that everybody can have fun. It's a lot of fun to do, a lot of fun to put on. People come in and they're happy because they get, oh, I was so excited when this came up on the auction and I was able to buy it and I won it and it was so much fun. I listened all day long, you know.
Well, it's really fun just to listen to, you know, too. I mean, even if you don't participate in the auction, just to listen to the banner going back and forth, and it is really fun. It's a lot of energy, a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's crazy in here on auction day. It looks like a bomb explodes. So,
but I think that, you know, you guys do make it fun and light, and you know, it is entertaining. My husband loves to listen to it. We used to always do concessions at the for Miss Douglas County during the gun show, which used to be held the same weekend that you guys did it. I know you've changed it this year.
Yeah.
And so that was, the radio was always going on in the concession stand on the day that he was working and you had the radio auction. So kind of fun.
Yeah, you want to see some, get some real crazy looks when you're out there playing golf and all of a sudden you got to stop real quick and make a phone call and everybody's looking at you like, what in the world are you doing? It's like, you know, call my wife, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we
50
have people,
times, right? Alan, 50 times.
Yeah, so plug in your headphones. If it's weather's supposed to be good Saturday,
yeah,
plug in your headphones while you're out working on the yard.
Yep, exactly.
Plug in and get some great deals.
Or out golfing.
Out golfing.
Put your AirPods in.
Yep.
Yep, for sure.
Just don't annoy your buddies. Don't annoy your golf buddies. Take a,
they'll
take a
listen
mulligan
too.
And call in. So one of the things, because I feel like my husband's one of those action people, like where he just gets in the, you got to get caught up. You can get caught up.
Oh, I got caught up.
That's my problem. Yeah. I should be going to AA Auctions Anonymous because you kind of get into the bidding frenzy and end up just saying, well, that guy's not going to get it from me. And yeah.
I bought a hot tub when you're doing that. So, yeah. You know, that's what happens. You get all excited and you're like, ooh, I really want that. Yeah. I bought a hot tub. Yep. My husband still hates me for it, but, you know.
But we've talked about that. You have no regrets.
Nope, no regrets. I love it. It's awesome.
And so that's no what's regrets. Needed, you know, to be able to get those products. Maybe you wouldn't go out and buy, but something like that. It's like, well, put it in a price range. Let's see if we'll use it. And there's so many unique items. And, I mean, I've got some tools in the past that turned out to be godsend. But I would have never bought them had it not been for the auction.
So or you just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And then you see it. And then that auction action, it's got to be called something. I call it auction action. Anyway, it kicks in, and then you're just like, I need me one of those.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely.
I got to have it.
I had a guy call today and ask me about the zero-turn mower that Diamond Power has up for auction this year because he was looking on our website. And so I explained to him all the ins and outs of auction today, and he was like, well, I went to Diamond Power to look at it to buy one, and it's the only one they have.
Ooh.
And I couldn't buy it because it's going to be on auction.
Ooh, enticing. Like a battle
enticing, yeah. So
oh, we got some auction.
That zero turn, that zero turn mower is going to be a hot commodity this year, I think. And I told him to listen today. So if you're listening, your zero turn mower.
Yep.
Yeah, you might have a competitor in the room potentially. But I think that's the fun thing about having you on here is it's like, you know, my husband loves it, Alan loves it, and we've bought. Minimal, I mean, you know, middle or moderate things throughout the year, some more costly, some not so much, but it's just fun and it's a feel good. Honestly, it really is because you feel like you're contributing something that helps others, you know, it keeps this process and the auction going so that you guys can still offer this opportunity to clients, which I think is great. And so it's a feel good too. And well, I don't even get caught up in the auction action, but.
Well, and it's really neat because if you go out and look at the list of items that are on the website, what's neat is you go through that list, those are our local businesses.
Right.
You know, so you're really, again, kind of the premise of our show. You're supporting that business in a time, you know, the slow time, so he can still get his word out through advertising. And so it really is, everybody wins, and that's kind of what we've been looking for on this show.
And we mentioned the website, so Marty, can you tell us where they can find it?
So the website is 541radio.com. And when you pull that page up, there should be a big slider that comes right up at the top of it that says Radio Auction.
Did for me.
If it does not, there is also a tab along the top that says Radio Auction or in your drop-down menu on your mobile device that says Radio Auction. Drop down that list, open it up, and all the items are there. There are a few items that are not on that list because they came in late.
Those will be teasers.
Those will be teasers, and you'll have to listen to figure out what they are.
Oh, Easter eggs, huh? Hidden Easter eggs.
One may or may not be a cord or two of firewood.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's going to be a hot item.
Yeah, yep. From
literally.
Haley. Yeah.
Literally. Put it in the stove. It'll be hot.
Haley Tractor came in late with some auction items and two cords of firewood. One cord a piece will be auctioned off. So.
Well, that'll be fabulous.
Yeah.
And good time because everyone's supply is starting to run down. So here's your opportunity to stay warm the rest of winter and fake spring.
Exactly.
And fake spring. Alan and his fake spring.
I believe in fake spring too.
So I always, like when I was starting to say a little bit ago, I feel bad because my husband will like call in again or whatever. And he's doing errands or going in and doing stuff. And then I'm the one running the phone line. I guess I should say I'm the receptionist. So give us some tips for etiquette, or don't call in and bug people until you hear it's up for auction, or what tips do you have for...
Oh, no, I don't want rules.
There's no rules to auction, but there are things that, you know, happen. So when your item goes up, call in, make those calls. You need your name and your phone number. That's what they're going to ask you for. And if it's an instant auction item, which we haven't talked about yet, which is usually like food, our instant auction items that are a set price that say we have 40 gift certificates to ABC pizza or whatever, and you want three of those, you call in, say, I want three of those gift certificates for the pizza. They mark you down. They put your name on. No guarantees you're going to get it. They put you in the pile. That goes back to another room. We sort it all out. Alan knows this. Sometimes you don't get what you thought you were getting.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you don't get what you want, Alan.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you want to make sure that you bid on a couple extra items just in case.
Yeah. And you want to listen because those items go up and they go down. B&D Meats, hot commodity. It goes up and it is usually down within 45 seconds to a minute. It is up and it is down because people are listening for that.
They want that jerky.
Yes. Yes. Bart has amazing jerky.
Amazing. Yep.
Anyway.
I didn't see that one yet. So.
Yeah. It's like up and down. So, but then people will call in and tie up the phone lines asking questions of when is this coming up or when is that coming up? No one knows when anything is coming up but one person.
But you.
Well, I do, and Rochelle does, but we kind of have a guideline of when things are supposed to come up, but that doesn't necessarily always work out. It's a ebb and flow kind of thing. Hey, we're running out of this type of stuff. Let's put some of this up.
Yep, and let me tell you, you can't bribe them.
Nope.
Alan Payne.
Tried to bribe for an order. It's not happening. Even with jerky, you try to give them jerky. Not happening.
Giving them all your tips here.
Yeah, and so they... You tie up those phone lines so people can't, other people that are trying to bid on items or win other items can't get in, and the phones go busy and it just causes issues. If you have questions, call us tomorrow and we can answer those questions for you. You know, hey, what's involved in this? Or, you know, go on the website to 541radio.com and look, all of the descriptions of the items are there. But it's not... That's the hardest thing during auction is when people call and tie up the line because then other people can't get in to try and bid or win an item.
And they may be trying to get on one of those things that only lasts the 45 seconds.
Yeah.
So time is crucial. So
is it like past years, some of the larger items, you go out to the businesses themselves and view?
Yeah. Yeah. So anything at, like some of the stuff, like Fisher's Hearth and Home has a wood stove up. You can go out there and look at it. Diamond Power, they have, like I said, the mower. They have like four different types of trimmers and a chainsaw. You can go look at those. But a lot of the stuff this year, it's a little different this year. There's more gift certificates for things, like dollar amounts instead of actual items, it seems.
And my wife loves those too. So for those of us who missed Valentine's Day, it's makeup time.
Yes, for you it is. All right. Well, we're going to tease just a little bit that you're going to give some more ideas of some items that they might anticipate when we come back in just a moment. So this is your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. We'll be back in just a few moments with more with Marnie.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter from Premier Insurance. We're both from Premier Insurance, and we're on the queue. How exciting is that?
Sunny day. Sunny personalities. Shannon's feeling good, looking good.
I'm feeling good. I'm looking good for radio.
Me too.
The radio version of looking good.
Me too, honey. Don't worry.
And we have Marty Cox from Brook Communications, who is the one that puts the radio auction together.
Yeah, if she thinks she looks tired today, wait till Sunday.
Yeah. Usually my husband takes me for like an outing on Sunday after auction, like a massage and things like that. But this year we're not doing that.
Little
we're
mini vacay is in order. That'd be nice.
Maybe I'll buy something at auction that we can go do.
I did. I'm not going to spill the beans, but I think I did see one of those.
Yeah.
It's just on there. Yeah. Okay. So I want to make sure we get all this goodness out, all this stuff. So what stations can they listen to the auction?
The auction?
Auction action on.
So Radio Auction is broadcast simulcast on three of our stations. On KQN, this one that you're listening to now. On KRSB, which is 103.1 or 103.9, depending on what area you're in. And then SAM FM, which is 104.5 FM or 104.3 FM. So those are our three stations. And it's simulcast, so it's you hear all the same thing on all the stations at the same time. There's no delay.
Now, I'd like to throw in a tip, though.
No delay. That's
if you listen
know.
Online.
It's 60 seconds behind.
It's a delay. So if you want to be really disappointed, you call up for one of those quick items and you find out it was gone 2 minutes ago.
Yep.
So make sure you listen live.
So if you listen
like on their mobile app?
With our mobile app.
There we go.
Or on the stream on your computer or any Alexa enabled device, it will be 60 seconds or more behind.
Yeah.
And that's just how.
So you just need to park your little caboose in your car or at your radio and listen. Mm-hmm.
Yep, plug in your radio. I had my heart broke a couple times. And
it sounded like you were talking from experience.
It was really emotional.
I'm sad for you.
Yeah.
He was hangry because he didn't get food gift certificates.
Absolutely.
that's every day. Every day by 11 o'clock. Okay, and it starts at?
On Saturday, this Saturday the 19th at 9 a.m. Broadcast starts at 9 a.m. and we usually run till about 3 o'clock. Maybe a little before, maybe a little after, depending on how fast things move or how slow they move. So, yeah, that's 9 a.m. to about 3.
Yep. So make sure you plan ahead. You know, if you have pizza delivered, make sure you have your lunch prepared. You don't want to be out of the radio. You know, make sure you're on all the time. So plan your day.
Yeah, we plan our day. We get Little Caesars delivered at 11:30 every radio auction.
Well, I can guarantee you the one time you have to go get something to eat or go to the bathroom, the thing you wanted that comes up. So make sure you got radios in every room of the house.
And there's two
room in the house.
So how it works, though, I'll give you a tip. This is an insider tip. There
insider
are two
tips.
5 minute breaks an hour.
Okay.
So they take a break at the around the 20 and a break around the 50, and they are 5 minutes long.
I could have used that break over the past few years. Yeah. Thank you.
So there's your tip.
Is a good
so
tip
that you, know.
That you just got on this show.
On this show, only
Thank
here.
You Premier Insurance and your
insider
Q.
info.
Insider yep. insider info.
That's my real job.
That's good stuff, Marty. That's good stuff. Can't.
Yeah.
The other people aren't going to know.
No, that's my real job. I put the commercials on the radio. I don't. That's what I do in the building. So I can tell you that. That's our secret.
That's.
So what are
some
of the.
That's good planning.
Sneak in and some of these items.
Ooh, yeah, share some of them.
Share some of our items. Okay.
Ooh, can we?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, exciting stuff.
So we have some of our gold. I call them our golden oldies, the ones that we have every year, no matter what, never fails. Melrose Vineyards Crab Feast and their Harvest Fest.
Yes.
Tables for Eight.
Always
we have
popular.
Those, yep, every year. Wintergreen Nursery gift certificates.
Yep.
Budget Lumber, Zoom Motorsports. Like I said before, Diamond Power has a chainsaw, a zero-turn mower, multiple types of hedge trimmers, weed
and none of it
things.
Is junk.
Nope.
It is all amazing quality stuff.
Yeah,
it's zero-turn mower.
Cub Cadet.
It sounds expensive. Like that sounds like a pretty good
it is. I don't
value.
Have it right in front of me. I think it's up there 2000 maybe.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
but if you don't have to turn. Zero turn.
Yeah.
I mean it's worth it.
Zero turn.
We have really good food gift certificates. Little Caesars, B&D, those are always there. Mm-hmm. New this year we have Del Rey Cafe. She has three different types of gift certificates. Leah down there, she gave us three different types of gift certificates. So we got a date night and some money, like $50 and $25 ones. But those will be good ones. the newest restaurant in Roseburg to open, which is the Soup and Salad Shop, which is in over there by Champion Car Wash, Jiffy Lube, stuff like that.
Yep.
They are
Champion Plaza.
Yeah, One Champion Plaza. Yeah, they. that's what I was thinking.
Over there by Champion.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it's called. Kodiak Barn Grill, we got prime rib dinners.
And that is fantastic dinner.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't been there yet, but I love me some prime rib.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that.
And it's right out across the street from the office.
Right.
Yep, it is. My husband loves prime rib, and so we went there, and I don't eat a ton of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, no.
It's like my jam.
You didn't.
Oh, I did.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Okay, right?
This is why we're friends. I love grilled cheese, too.
I did not know this was, like, kind of bad juju. Oh. And so when they brought out our dinner, literally what felt like every single human being in that place looked at my little grilled cheese coming out, which I was super happy about it, and said, who in the you-know-what ordered grilled cheese sandwich? I owned it.
I would have owned it, too.
I was like, I did, and I have zero problems. But I'll tell you what, everybody looked at me like I had a third eyeball.
Well, it's not just prime rib, but it's Kodiak prime rib. That's a different level.
I know.
Shame. Well, I know where I'm never taking you.
I had a really good grilled cheese sandwich and a good pickle.
You can sit in the car and eat grilled cheese.
We'll sit in the car together, Shannon.
So you auction that one up because it is really worth it. My husband loves the Kodiak, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, maybe
they
we
do
get
a great
you
job there.
A certificate for a grilled cheese. Maybe we can
do
get
you
the
know
call
whatever
to put
it's
one
like
out.
$50 or something or whatever. Yeah, I could get a lot of grilled cheese off that.
Ugh.
So some new ones and exciting ones that we have this year that I've never seen before, and I've been here
new
10 years. Diamond Lake gave us $100 gift certificates for lodging to stay in their little cabins or their little motel rooms or whatever you want to up there, which is super cool. I would love to do that. We always stayed at Diamond Lake when I was a little kid.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it'd be fun to take kids up there, stay in a cabin. It'd be fun. Blueprint Meats gave us a quarter of a beef.
And now you have fantastic beef. We have some in the freezer, and it is amazing.
And the price of beef is expensive.
Is outrageous.
So,
and this is local.
Be prepared for that
no
one.
No hormones, grass-fed.
Grass-fed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Ride and Dirty from Reedsport gave us ATV rentals. Take the kids to the coast, rent an ATV, go out on the dunes. You know, that'd be fun.
I don't think my wife would let me have that.
I don't think I.
She says if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. So.
That's why you have insurance.
Yeah, probably not enough.
Umpqua Discovery Center, which is in Reedsport as well. Family passes to go visit their Discovery Center. I haven't been there yet. I'm thinking about buying one of those to take my kids over there. I think it'd be fun. It's something different.
ATVs, Discovery, make a good weekend.
Not very far away.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a good time. Yeah. Especially for your kids,
And Jackson Street Provisions. They're a new store downtown.
New store downtown.
Yeah, and that's just local, something that we haven't had before. Locally owned, easy to get to. Like, I think that'd be something interesting that people would like to go and see even.
It really is a cool store. Me and Jax, we're walking by it the other day. It's like, what a cool story. It really is unique.
It really is unique. Yeah, that would be the same word that came to my mind when you mentioned it was it's unique store. But
it's a cool store, not the same old, same old.
And honestly, if people haven't walked downtown lately, you really should, because there is so many new things coming in down there. It's kind of impressive. I saw this store, boutique, I should call it, had the cutest pair of boots. So now I have to go back and check out the boots in the window. So it's like, you don't know what you're going to find.
Yep.
But these are locally owned businesses that are donating for the purpose of being able to then advertise later and to spread the word about their business. So it's multiple ways that they're being supported.
Absolutely.
So win-win-win.
Yep. And we have stuff for everyone. It's not just like, people in their 50s are going to, you know, should listen. It's moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, you know, everybody should listen.
Alan.
Because there's Alan, you know, everybody. There's something for everyone. It's not just, I'm 30, I'm going to go buy something for my kids in this. You know, even though there are Pepepotamus gift certificates, which are awesome, I think. So,
I love their logo. One thing that looking at the list when I did today was there was some things on there that I had never heard of, which I feel weird because I've lived here all my life. But one of them is a gentleman who's doing ammo. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, everybody. Everybody loves ammo. Like,
yeah.
The word gets out that one of the local stores has some in and it's sold out in like an hour. So,
yeah. Scott cool. Mannion, gunsmith. He's also doing some professional gun cleaning for people. So, yeah, he donated quite a bit of different ammo. I don't know too much about guns and ammo, even though I should know more. But, yeah,
it's
there's like six or seven or ten different types of ammo in there.
Ammo's popular.
It's really neat to be able to see a new local business step up and get introduced to them. I mean, here's a great way to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's located in Umpqua, I believe.
I mean, I feel like I discovered somebody new by this.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so before we get to the end of our segment, because we've just got 2 minutes here, give us again. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
All the details.
9 a.m. to about 2:30, 3 o'clock. It is going to be broadcast on this station, KQEN, simulcast as well on KRSB, which is Best Country 103, so 103.1 or 103.9, depending on what location you're in, and then 104.5 SAM FM, and that's at 104.5 FM or 104.3 FM, depending on what location you're in.
And listen.
Listen all day long.
It's going to be new stuff coming up all the time. It changes. They mix it up.
And the phone number to call is 541-957-4BID. So I think it's 4323.
So the funny thing about that is I said, oh, Marty, could you call me today? And so she calls me, and I'm thinking, I always look to see who it is. And it said...
It's programmed in her phone as...
Function radio. I didn't even know. So it's like... I have it programmed in my phone as auction radio. Oh, too funny. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I wish you the most success. I know how hard you've worked on this. So
yes,
really appreciate all your efforts on everybody's behalf and all the businesses.
Thank you for letting us get the word out there. And if anybody has any questions, give me a call at the radio station, 541-672-6641, and ask for Marty.
And we'll see Marty on the radio on Saturday.
I won't be, no.
Oh. She'll be.
All the paperwork in the background. I do all the money stuff. So
she'll
you won't
be
see
keeping the ship afloat.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Everybody in order.
Keeping
I'm the boss.
All the chickens herded.
Exactly.
Well, thank you again for coming. Thank We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back with your local business buzz on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back.
We're here.
Right? Welcome back, Alan.
I'm here.
So I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter, and we're both from Premier Insurance. And it is time for our local business buzz, where we get to learn a little bit more about a locally owned and operated business in Douglas County.
My favorite segment, get to know the people behind the brands that we see every day and what makes our community special.
So, and we got big stuff happening here. So today with us, we have Steve and Kelly Burton from Grocery Outlet. Welcome you two.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. So tell us how you came to own the Grocery Outlet in Roseburg, Oregon.
Well, we moved down here back to Oregon from Spokane. Our last store was up near Spokane in a little bitty city called Arroway Heights. Got it last October. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we purchased the store from the owners that were retiring and just went to work with it. Our time frame with GOI, we had stores for about, was it 4 years? 3 years.
No. we've been owners for about 2.5 years.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm way off on
yeah,
it. Yeah,
you're way
I,
off.
My memory's awesome.
That's why we have keep the ladies around to keep us straight.
Keep us in line. Keep us in line.
And before that, we trained for a little while in Oregon City with two friends, Dan and Sarah, who run the Oregon City store up there. It's been awesome.
So have you always been involved in this line of business, or what drew you to it, if not?
Not exactly. I've been in retail before this for about 11 years, and Kel's done our shopping, and and taken care of a family and been a customer for just as long, and then worked retail before that for a high-end decor shop. I've had a retail background just with a big box store for 10 years before this.
Well, that's a big step, because I know grocery mm-hmm. store can be challenging. So obviously you've had some success, and where are you at today?
This is a huge success for us today. Today is the grand opening of our new location in a huge, big, beautiful store that just brings a lot more to offer for this community, for our employees, and for us. It's a huge, cool, proud moment for us.
So what, I'm just curious, I know you were located on Harvard, which it had kind mm-hmm. of been a staple there for a long time. I know they're sad to see you go. But what was the square footage there versus the site where you're at now? Did you get considerably more square footage with the move?
Quite a bit. On the sales floor, about 3,000 square feet more.
Oh, wow.
Storage is where we picked up a lot of it. The Penny's building that we're now occupying, we picked up close to 30,000 square feet as a storage one. We did want it for sales floor, but the build has to fit with certain things that are pre-existing, but it's going to let us do some pretty cool things for summertime to make sure that this community has water. That's one of the problems that we had last year, was being able to supply during all the heat waves. So we're going to help warehouse water for the other GOs in the area to make sure all of the communities can continue with our charities, continue donations, and continue selling water to make sure everybody has it. And a couple other really cool ideas that we don't want to reveal quite yet, but we have some other neat stuff coming.
Few surprises lingering, huh?
Oh, yeah. You should probably come back later, yeah, too. Right?
Sounds like we'll have to stop in there weekly.
It might be a good idea. Stuff changes pretty fast.
So you mentioned other grocery outlets.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is your store.
Yes.
I mean, so it is locally owned, locally managed. I mean, and so you're not sending your dollars out of town. They stay right here. Yep.
All the money that we earn stays in our community. We have a partnership with the corporate side of GOI. They don't do interference in the stores. They are a support team, which is what drove us to go towards that, towards any other kind of franchise. We're not rich people. We've never been rich people and could not afford to do what we did without that partnership with GO. They don't look for rich people to run their stores. They want families and people that are a part of a community so that they know what it is and that they can help provide for that community. It's a basic requirement for what they look for. And
I love that.
They do a lot to support those efforts from us, whether it's food drives or any kind of community participation. We hit them up for a lot of our media support and mm-hmm. Just for some of the planning and helping getting the groceries in there.
So, and I know like food banks and things like that, that's something that Grocery Outlet's kind of known for supporting, I think, on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super important because, you know, nobody going hungry would just be a wonderful thing if we could get there. But I do love that it's community minded and that you guys are locally owned and operated. That's what the show's about. And, you know, that you're excited about it and excited about coming down here and, you know, making, I guess, the experience even bigger and better and whatever it can be. I have to say, Shelly in our office is diehard Grocery Outlet. She's like, I don't even know how I'm going to function when they move, because that was somewhere she went every single day on her lunch. Maybe not every single day, but I'm going to be like 75%.
Yeah.
She would go over there and just get a few things, little dabbles every day.
And that's what's neat is you never know what you're going to find in there. It's
right.
And we have lots of treasures. And if she happens to be a wine drinker, our wine is expanding significantly. So, and you can't beat our prices on wine whatsoever. We get high quality things. One of my favorite is an Argentina Malbec called the Argentina. And online, it's $42.
Oh, wow.
At our store, it's only $5.99.
Oh, that's
so
incredible.
It's a huge savings. Huge savings.
Well, that's wild. That's one of the things that really surprised me is cost effective doesn't mean cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still getting the same quality at a substantially lower price. So, yeah, I was really surprised on the quality of the products for what you're paying.
Yeah, there's a bit of a sticker shock that I had. I haven't really shopped anywhere besides Grocery Outlets in like 6 years. And we had to do a quick run to another merchant to pick up a couple breakfast items for the kiddos. And I just about died seeing the prices of it. Things that we'd have for $1.99 that they might have for $6.99 or $7.99 in one case. So it's definitely different. We have the same quality. It's not a a used food store, nothing like that. It's the same things that you'd find at every
other
retailer.
So not outdated, not, mm-hmm. you know.
We have very strict rules with right. that. And those items we will clearance before to try to make sure that people have time to use them. We don't like to waste things, so we clearance it real heavily if it's something that's really close dated like that. It's just one of our practices to try to make sure that it's still used, because the waste really is upsetting to lose anything like that. So we try to make sure it gets to people while it still can be valuable, you know?
And you are celebrating, because that's mm-hmm. what we're about, celebrating, uplifting, and educating. So tell us what's happening right now at your new location.
There's probably a lot of people buying a lot of groceries the last few days, because our team rocks. We actually got to open up a couple days early, which was great, so we could get the last of the bugs out from the registers, things like that, and do our grand opening today. But the town took off to the store yesterday. I feel like we had almost everybody in. But we've been just having a good time, getting to see all of our customers from this area and then a ton of new faces. It's kind of a weird moment when you look around and you realize, I don't recognize a lot of these people, but it's folks that have either left the brand or hadn't come to it for a while. There's tons of new faces that are shopping with us today, realizing the value that we bring. It's a really, really cool moment. But everybody's there is working hard right now, and we'll be going back tonight to do the same.
And as for the fun, the rest of tonight, probably till 7:30 or so, we will be doing Spin the Wheel to where they can win prizes. We'll have gift cards to give away. On Saturday, we'll be doing a wine tasting. We're still trying to dial down the times, but it should start at noon. And we haven't told our employees this yet, but we have something really special planned for next Tuesday. So next Tuesday is Supermarket Employee Day. And they don't know, but on that day, 100% of our profits that we make will go to them. So we're going to split up between our whole staff. So it's going to be a really nice thing for them. Just as we're so proud to have them on our team and all their support they've given us through moving locations.
Cool. I always get up in my feelers. Don't
Shannon
even go there,
cry?
Alan Payne. I have big feelers.
It's okay to have them. It's a good thing to have.
Well, you know, and that's exactly what we wanted to show here is what makes our local business partners special.
Oh, I just love it so much.
I mean, these are the things that many of our businesses might do that we never hear about. And that shows you what our local community is made of. And that's really, really an awesome thing to give back to your employees, because every day you're giving back to your community. So it's really awesome to hear that. That's really cool.
And it's a good thing, but it's also the best way that we can ensure that you guys get taken care of, our community gets taken care of, and we get that service is by taking care of them. Our employees, the better that we take care of and the better we treat them, all it does is translate to how they treat our customers.
Right.
And our service isn't, you can't even compare us to other areas. We go way above and beyond to take care of folks because they care. They're treated like people and they're respected, and we make sure they feel like it. They have to know it and feel it. So this is one more way that we get to show it to them. So we're really excited to give them this gift.
I know it is truly special to have a group of employees who do things not because they have to, just because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see that in your employee family.
Yeah, it's a good bunch of people.
We're blessed. I'd say that every day. I said, people are like, do you like where you work? And I said, I like very much what I do, and I love where I work. So I think I love both, but there's some days where I don't love some things about I mean, I deal with Medicare, y'all, so like cut me some.
It's a government thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I just am so blessed, and so to see Alan kind of spoils us rotten, and so to see you guys just express that you value your staff so much just speaks volumes for you too, and as owners, and so. Gosh, I just hope you all the blessings in the world with this launch. And, everybody needs to go check it out this weekend and Tuesday
And if you need a reason, that's it right there. They're taking care of your neighbors. They're taking care of their employees. Mm-hmm. And they take care of our community. So get in there and check it out. I'm going to.
Yes. So I know my father-in-law plays Pinochle on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'm just going to be like, go in on Tuesday and support the new business, support their employees.
Yep.
Shelly, we'll have to send Shelly over.
Yeah.
So give us your location again here before we go to break.
We are at the Garden Valley Shopping Center. It's 780 Northwest Garden Valley Boulevard in Roseburg.
And use the main front entrance.
Yep, main front entrance.
Some people know there's a back one, but don't use that one. It's not available. So come through the front. Good parking. Thank you two so much for coming here and taking time out of this crazy opening day.
Oh,
I can't believe you did that. I feel so blessed. And just best wishes from us and from the community to you.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having us.
Yes. This is fun.
I'm glad. See, where it's less stress. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with more Your Q here, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Your Q.
And the Nut House.
And we're having a wild day today here, having fun.
Absolutely.
That was fun. I liked having them on here.
Well, I'll tell you what, to see, you know, what makes our community special, you know, giving back to your employees. And, you know, it's not about the money. It's just that you're valued, you know, you're special to us, mm-hmm. and that speaks volumes about the business.
But not everybody has that mindset, you know, such as yourself, and to see other people that do, it's like, that's super exciting.
Oh, good. You said not everybody has that mindset, and then there's me?
Yeah, you're giving, and you spoil us rotten, and I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted, but honestly, I mean, just the way they valued their employees,
yep.
It was just so refreshing to see, and they were smiling and happy about it the whole time.
And you were almost tearing up again.
Hey, I kept it together. Kept it together.
We were on the edge there, but.
Yes. So I have to say thank you to Umpqua Survival for sponsoring this segment, because it is honestly really turning out to be such a delight, and people are so grateful and happy to come in and have that time to share their story and talk about their business. And
shows you a lot more. There's a lot more behind the name. You know, yes, mm-hmm. we say Grocery Outlet, but Grocery Outlet's just a name. It's the people, and that's what makes it special.
And maybe a lot of people didn't even know that it is locally owned and operated, because there are different ones in different areas. And so maybe they just think it's a chain. But to know that that is owned and operated by the two kind, wonderful people, Steve and Kelly Burton, who were just in here, it's like, that's really cool.
Yeah. And anyway, and to hear how committed they are to delivering quality to our community,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's good to see that commitment that we're more than a number. You know, we're a face, we're their neighbors, and they appreciate that. That's really cool.
They use the word community a lot.
A lot.
That was awesome. Kudos.
Yeah,
pretty
was
excited
awesome.
About that. Okay, Alan, you're on.
I'm on. That's trouble.
Give us the Jack's update.
Well,
it's exciting.
It is exciting. Well, as many of you know, Jack's broke his elbow about 5-6 weeks ago.
Jack's our office dog for anybody that hasn't tuned in before.
Yep, so go to our Facebook, check out pictures of Jack's. He's a German Shepherd.
He's handsome.
The most perfect German Shepherd on the planet.
Ever.
And so he broke his elbow, had surgery, and surgery went fine. But then, unfortunately, he got a serious infection, and we were worried he might lose the leg.
That's horrible.
And couldn't put up with three-legged Jack's. And thankfully, through Dr. Hendy at Parkway Animals help, and for the love of paws, vets right now are so busy
trying to
get into one, and they were both so gracious and opened the doors, and so Jax looks like he's doing better. The infection has subsided. He is starting to use that leg.
And
he
sparkles back.
Oh, the sparkle's back, and he wants to chase balls. But so I want to thank everybody who dropped a prayer for Jax's health, because it paid off. Looks like he's doing really good.
Yeah, it did pay off.
So
I totally believe that.
And it's like when Jax has got a sparkle, so everybody at the office has a spark. So it's good to see.
Yeah, we were pretty down in the dumps for quite a long time. Yeah. It wasn't a good vibe.
Yeah, it's like Jax's pretty special. He's special to our customers. We have customers we have people just drop by to see Jackson, and we encourage it. So if you want to come to the most different insurance office you've ever seen in your life, swing by Premier Insurance, check out the fish tank, check out Jack's.
He gets Christmas sports memorabilia.
I mean, it's just it's a different place. It's you know, when we started it, I wanted to keep it a home vibe, and I think we've done that.
Absolutely.
So,
it's a place to just come check for a bit.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Come chat us up. Tell us your stories. We like hearing stories.
Yeah, coffee's always on.
Or we have a Keurigan, can get it on.
Well,
in a
we
hot
cheat
minute.
A little bit. Coffee's always fresh.
Coffee's always fresh. That's true. That's true. So, we did not mention yet Umpqua Survival's raffle.
There we go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. We already got one. We didn't even need to make it till Saturday. Yep. We already got one. So, Bill Shuffle, I'm calling you after the show to congratulate you. You won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. So, everybody go out. If you're interested in getting in on this, and it's starting to gain a little bit more tickets in the thing, you know, anything good catches fire.
Yep.
So
every week the odds are going down because there's more and more people signing up. So get out there early.
They dump them out every week because it's a weekly drawing. Yep. So they are located at 2896 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. Stop out there. The little ticket booth thing is right inside the door, and stop in and put one in, and maybe we'll call your name next week.
Well, and again, I want to thank Umpqua Survival for sponsoring our business buzz, and it's really a fun segment to do.
Well, and you for sponsoring your Q, so we're just
you're kind of cute
surrounded
too.
By awesomeness.
Did you say Q or cute?
I said thank you for supporting your Q.
Oh, Q.
Oh gosh. Whoa. You're cute. That's a stretch.
Cute for the radio.
What I'm radio cute. So anyway, well, we want to thank everybody for listening today. This went by really fast, didn't it, Alan? We have like 30 seconds left. So
in and out. Thank you for plugging in, and we'll see you all at the auction on the radio Saturday.
Yeah, maybe not.
Don't bid outbid me.
Yeah, don't bid out Alan. Ask about it. Next week we'll have Julie Hurley from Douglas ESD in to talk about a new program they're getting going, and Carlos from Umpqua Survival will be back to tell us what's happening for March. We're already going to be in March. It's
rock and
craziness.
Roll.
See you next week. This is Shannon Sebastian and Alan Painter from Premier Insurance, and we'll see you next time on Your Cue.